With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. It's now been confirmed it was friendly fire that brought down three American fighter jets during combat operations in the war with Iran. The U.S. military says Kuwait mistakenly shot down the planes. The pilots and crew, six military service members in all, survived. They bailed out. They're in stable condition. President Trump says the war could last a month or so.
The president said the military operation known as Epic Fury is just getting started.
Combat operations continue at this time in full force, and they will continue until all of our objectives are achieved.
In a phone interview with the British newspaper The Daily Mail, the president said the military campaign could last 4 weeks or so. He has described the mission as right and necessary. Greg Clugston, Washington.
As Israel and the U.S. continue to strike Iran, the Iranians have been striking back. Correspondent Sam Mednick is in Israel.
At the site of a missile strike in central Israel, first responders are still working, and they're also using machines. They're searching for the rubble, still looking for survivors or more bodies. A synagogue was struck, and at least nine people have been killed. They were sheltering in the safe room of that synagogue, and it's unclear how many people were in that safe room and how many more bodies they might find. Dozens of people are also injured. The roof of that house is blown off, and there's just debris for several blocks. Now, this is the deadliest strike so far in Israel in this conflict, which began on Saturday morning when the United States and Israel launched its offensive against Iran, saying it didn't want Iran to have a nuclear weapon.
Lebanon's government describes Hezbollah's military activities as illegal. It's demanding the terrorist group hand over its weapons. On Wall Street, Dow futures down 497 points, and NASDAQ futures off 338. This is SRN News. Idaho considers a challenge to gay marriage.
Republican State Representative Tony Wisniewski has introduced a measure that would formally ask the Supreme Court to review its 2015 decision legalizing homosexual unions nationwide. Wisniewski says, quote, "The government has to recognize that the family is the fundamental building block of society." He argues that gay marriage undermines that institution. A similar bill passed the Idaho House last year but died in the Senate. Michael Harrington reporting.
The European Union says it will help to pay for women to get abortions, especially in pro-life countries. The European Commission for Equality says that the 27-nation bloc's 147 billion euro social fund can be used to defray costs of abortion for women. Abortions are legal and common across much of Europe, but strong pro-life laws restrict the procedure in a number of countries. This is SRN News. While House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries insists the Democrats are poised to retake control of Congress, new study suggests the Democrats could be in trouble with one of their key voting blocs.
Research shows younger black men are less mobilized against President Trump and increasingly open to his policies, raising concerns for Democrats in the midterms. A Black Opposition Project study found that the percentage of black voters taking concrete anti-Trump action fell to 28% from 34% in 2020. With the drop concentrated among younger black men.
And that's correspondent Ron Taylor says nearly 17% of young black voters surveyed say the president's policies have helped them. A heated U.S. Senate race in Texas entering its final stretch before voters decide on their party's nominees in November. Candidates are locked in a tough three-way race for Republicans and a toss-up head-to-head for the Democrats. Texans cast their ballots tomorrow. More details, srnnews.com.